Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, what can I help you with today?
Okay, I live in Baldwin County, and I have had one shot, but I haven't had the second one. And I have a friend that wants to travel from Arizona and by either train or plane, she hasn't decided, and stay with me to go to her granddaughter's graduation. And I don't feel comfortable with her coming and staying, you know, after being on a mass transit. Do you think I have a legitimate concern?
Yes. I mean, that's kind of your option with that. Did she want to get vaccinated in the state of Alabama?
No, she's had both shots in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, as long as she's had the shot, the only thing, it's not much that we can recommend as long as she'd had, if she had just one dose of the shot, then it would not be safe for you guys to be together, like close to each other.
I've only had one.
And she's had both?
She's had both.
Okay, well, yeah, since you've only had one shot, then that's not, you would still have to wear a mask if you're not 6 feet away from her. Now, if you had both doses, it would be different. But if you still want her to come, you know, and you guys are together, you would have to wear a mask since you haven't had both doses of your shot.
But now, am I wrong to understand that with her, if she comes by train, she's going to be, you know, at least 2 days in a train with strangers that she does not know that's been vaccinated, or by airplane, she's still going to be all day traveling with people that she's not. Okay, thank you. I think you answered my question.
Okay, are you sure?